How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I mean, we're live if you want to start.
Oh, we're live. I was just waiting for Devin. Dang it. Sorry, Devin's not with us tonight, guys.
Too soon?
Too soon.
Too soon.
He'll be here tomorrow, though. Anyways, so tonight for the podcast, talking about we're building some bards. We're gonna turn our favorite musicians into bards and even assign them a bard college. So that's where we're going.
Doing the thing.
A little housekeeping before we get moving. We have a dice giveaway going on. Join us December 7th for our live stream for the holiday one shot, DM'd by me. I can't wait. It's gonna be pretty fun. It's gonna be role play heavy, and I'm super excited to see what the characters come with. But during that stream, we are giving away some dice. So you gotta check us out on Twitter, check us out on Twitch. Links are below, all over the place. Dad bod D&D. The trigger for the giveaway to start is 20 viewers on stream, and then we start that giveaway. So we're trying, lofty goal, I think, for us, but I think we can make it. Join us December 7th. At 9:30 Eastern time for that. Like always, check us out on Dad Bod D&D everywhere. Podcasts, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Mixer. Missing any?
No.
There's so many things. Discord.
Reddit.
Always forget Discord. Reddit. Yeah, we had a comment on Reddit the other night that made my day. It was so awesome. It was just a fan saying he's enjoying our stuff. It warmed the cockles of my heart.
Wow.
I don't need to hear about
your cockles anymore.
Well, you did, so they're warmed and ready for you. So it was just nice to hear, positive feedback for what you're doing. Tommy Noble, 21, thanks, dude. Totally appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Benny.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I don't think
Make
so.
Make sure to hit subscribe on YouTube or even on Twitch if you like what we're doing. And if you have an Amazon Prime account, and you like what we're doing, you could use that even. So do it.
It doesn't even cost you anything.
Do it.
It's free.
Do it.
Yeah. 100% free.
Do it.
We'd appreciate. So let's jump in. We're going to talk about bards. Like I said, we are taking our favorite, or maybe not our favorite, but the ones that we think would translate nicely into a D&D 5e game.
That's
and we are going to turn them into a bard, assign them a college, and kind of discuss why we think it would be fun to play them. I'm going to mix things up, and I'm going to go first this time. Yeah, so sit back and buckle up, partner. So we posed this question on Twitter a while ago with our 20 days of Go Ask Your Dad Bod D&D questions. I think it was day 6 was if you could choose a musician to turn into a bard, et cetera, et cetera. I chose Angus Young from AC/DC. And I think I chose College of Swords, but I'm going to mix it up. I'm going with Elvis Presley, and I am going with College of Glamour. So I think I was watching, we're doing on Discord, we're doing the our favorite music stuff, and I was watching some videos of Elvis and just him on stage commanding it and, you know, doing his, swinging his scarf around, taking them off and throwing them out to the crowd. And I just thought, you know, that would be fun to go in and command the room. And I think bards are perfect at that. So it kind of all matched up. So I chose Elvis for that reason. And of course, you got to go to the College of Glamour. I'll give you a little blurb on the College of Glamour. Is the home of bards who have mastered their craft in the vibrant realm of the Feywild or under the tutelage of someone who dwelled there. Tutored by satyrs, Eladrin, and other fae, these bards learned to use their magic delight to captivate others. And I think that's exactly what Elvis was doing. He was captivating those ladies and making them stay for so long. Like, he had people come on stage, you know, Elvis has left the building, you know, just because they were so captivated. And in D&D terms, I think that would be charmed, right? They would be charmed by Elvis's presence. But some of the cool stuff this College of Glamour get the mantle of inspiration, so they can give themselves and everyone around them +5 hit points, which would be kind of cool. But they can also do the enthralling performance, which is going to if you play for a minute, you get to charm all the people around you, so you're just totally taking control of a room. And then eventually you get Mantle of Majesty, and you can actually cast Command on people. And again, just controlling the room, much like Elvis did in his heyday. And I just think it'd be fun, kind of, you know, walk around, have the sequined suits and the hair. And I would probably have a stage manager with me at all times, you know, kind of my hype man, just building him up, like opening the door for me and calling out my name before I enter the room and letting everybody know when I leave. So I chose, yeah, Elvis.
You would.
Good choice. I mean, glamorous.
It's a pretty solid choice. I feel like anybody, you know, if anybody doesn't know Elvis nowadays, you probably should
get with it.
Right? I didn't want to say
you don't want to say that. But I do. It's almost so stereotypical that it would be an easy one to throw out there and embody, and most people would get it. Yeah, so you're not like digging the depths of some artist that played in a coffee shop, you know, one time, and people can get on board with what you're selling there.
Yeah, you're not, you know, picking Hanson or something.
Well, hey, you just spoiled Travis.
No.
Travis's choice. Hanson, the Hanson brother. The cute one. What did we say his name was?
Travis. Wait, that's... Who is... Tyler. What?
Taylor.
Taylor. Jonathan Thomas. Taylor Thomas. That's who it was.
JTH.
Taylor is the
okay, Travis, my favorite of the three. If you had to pick a Hanson, who would you pick? I'm going to change this up a little bit. You would pick Taylor?
Yeah, nobody's picking the other two.
They're weird. They're young kids, right?
No, Taylor's the middle. Isaac is the oldest one, and Zach is the youngest one.
I feel like you may know too much.
There are no bounds for my...
I just went over like all of those details like yesterday because Devin asked about, or called me out and asked me about Hanson and how they can still sound like exactly the same as they used to.
But I mean, that's kind of why I asked you, because I knew you did that.
Yeah. But it's also a good segue, Travis. Well. Who did you choose?
Okay, so I kind of had two ideas that were bouncing in my head. I didn't go too deep into this. I'm not very familiar with bards. So I kind of went with, I was going to go with it's a YouTube musician guy who does covers of other songs, Chase Holfelder. If you've ever heard of him, go check him out. He's amazing. He does like covers in like minor keys, and it's amazing. Because he does covers, I probably would have gone with the College of Lore, because there's that tie back to the history, and it kind of links the two together. It's a weak link, though. So, ultimately, I think Bruno Mars would have been my other better answer. I think it would have actually been more fun, because I know a little bit more about him. And I would have done the College of Glamour. He just has that essence about him. But he's very good at what he does. I don't know if you've seen his Super Bowl performance from a few years ago. It was amazing. And on Saturday Night Live, he was so versatile and entertaining and interesting. I think he kind of embodies that College of Glamour type, at least in terms of the like personality. I don't know about, you know, like the being tutored by somebody or something like that, but I think he fits that lifestyle, so to speak, for the College of Glamour, and it would just be a great fit for him and a character based off of him. And he's so like energetic anytime I've ever seen him, so I think that in itself would make him a fun character to base off of.
Yeah, nice. And, you know, the Uptown Funk, he's going to give it to you.
But I mean, Bruno Mars is also, one might make the argument that he's almost today's Elvis, or...
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Or today's Michael Jackson.
Yes, yeah. I think of him more as Michael Jackson. I'm not too familiar with Elvis's, like, really anything with him except for who he was. So, I can't really say anything. Have any comment on that? But definitely see like a lot of Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but that's kind of interesting. The first two submissions here are like powerful, iconic people that we're choosing in these roles. Again, we're not choosing the bassist from Rat, you know, to grab an 80s hair metal band to throw out there as our number one character. We're choosing these iconic people who have the stage presence that would command and be fun to play with. Kylie? Let's go there.
So I'm choosing LP, and she was on my Twitter, and my Twitter person as well. And if you don't know who LP is, you definitely need to YouTube the song Lost on You. She whistles in that song, and a lot of her songs she whistles in, which is really, really cool. She has this like super gritty voice too that goes with her whistling. And I am essentially like in love with this person, by the way, if you're not gonna be able to tell. And she has like a very, she has like tattoos, and she is like kind of masculine, but then like super like sexy and sultry and dark. She's just really, I want to be a bard and I want to be her.
Yeah.
So a little bit of background on her. She's like written songs for like Avril Lavigne, Christina Aguilera, Leona Lewis, Cher. So she's written a lot of songs, and she started as a songwriter and then kind of started doing her singing her own songs. And she has like this huge tattoo on her chest of like a ship and like a very Steven Tyler kind of mouth. I don't know. Anyways, so that's the description of her. She's very much like a person like that's fuck you, like give you the bird kind of person. So I'm going to go with College of Lore for her. And the College of Lore is kind of around, it's an excerpt. They lie in the pursuit of beauty and truth and not to fealty to a monarch. So I think it's that kind of embodies who she is. She is kind of like a rebel. So that's why I'm going with that instead of glamour, even though she's clearly charmed me. So that's my person. And I think she would be awesome to play.
Yeah, that's fun. So when you were describing her, would you multi-class in anything? It seemed like with a little bit of that FU attitude, maybe a little fighter in there. I don't know.
No, I would go full on. Like, if you watch her videos, you're going to know what I'm talking about. So I highly recommend going and doing it. But she's very much like very, she has a lot of charisma. So I would definitely stay bard and just like full on put it in there.
Own it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. So. I like it. Yeah. All right, Bob.
I mean, I'm going to go a little different. Y'all kind of went poppier. I'm going to go with James Hetfield from Metallica.
Ooh.
I mean, so seeing them live actually recently, and you talked about stage presence. Metallica puts on a pretty damn good show. And for how old this dude is, he can still, you know, move and command the stage of my heart. And
hey, he's only 55. That's not old.
I mean, it's almost...
It's old.
It's almost double, like, any of us here.
Hey, 55 is the new 44, so...
Sure.
Not untrue. I would probably pick Hetfield, and the college that he would be the College of Swords. Swords.
I see that.
S-words?
Yeah, S-words, yep. And, no, I mean, just simply because, you know, a melee bard and, you know...
Yeah.
Hetfield's kind of a badass, and he's always been a badass. You know, if you were to, I would almost say if you were to pick like a Skyrim college, he'd be the College of Destruction. If any of you guys know that reference.
I can't remember.
Not far enough.
I'm done. I have nothing else for this group because you guys are the worst.
We didn't get your Skyrim reference.
The worst.
So, with Hetfield, are you multi-classing at all? Are you staying?
I'd probably multi-class fighter, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like that would work for him. Especially if you're going a little melee. You know, pick up the maybe the second attack or some action surge.
Oh, yeah.
Be nice for him. And it'd be a fun one to play with, too, because you got some voices that you can do. You know, he's always going, yeah! You know, you can throw some of those out there as, like, your kill slogans or whatever. But, yeah, that'd be pretty fun. I'll be the impish Lars behind you. I will play Goblin.
Lars kind of is an imp, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'll be
the guy that ruined Napster.
Oh, that asshole. So, anything else? I mean, we're kind of a short episode tonight. Thanks a lot, Devin.
Yeah, thanks, Devin.
So I guess the question is, what would be the best part of playing this in a campaign or in a one shot and just embodying this person that we know that makes cool music that we enjoy? What would be the best part about playing them in a mystical setting in D&D? And we'll go around the horn. I'll go with Travis and then.
For me, I mean, I guess it kind of depends on which. Since I went with two, I'll answer for both. So for Chase Holfelder, I don't know enough about his personality, but from the fact that his covers and stuff are all like minor key, it gives a certain gritty feel. You can really kind of take that and apply that to his personality, make him a grittier character, kind of darker, more mysterious, and just all around more interesting. Bruno Mars would be far more outgoing, kind of all over the place, and just super fun to just have a blast with wherever you are, you know, going to a bar and just start dancing around or whatever. So I think there's kind of contrasting perspectives for both of the characters to me. So, but ultimately it comes down to the role play of it and it's how that would be handled. That's a really important part to me about my characters right now.
Yeah, that's cool. You're on two ends of the spectrum here, you know, Bruno Mars, stage presence and just dancing around, hopping around, and then Chase Holfelder, hopefully I'm saying it right. Just kind of, you know, more subdued and kind of dark and brooding. Kind of.
That's
cool. I like it. Kylie, what would be the most fun about playing LP?
So I have, for all of my characters I've ever played, I've played very like bubbly, fun, like humorous characters. I've never played like sunglasses indoors, like just cool, collected all the time characters. So I think that would be a blast.
Being the badass instead of the bubble.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. Bob Hetfield, what's the most fun you can have?
I mean, rock and roll's kind of, you know, in a way fantasy already because they sing about like dragons and shit and everything. So it's it's easy enough, to just put him in there. And then, you know, the journey that Metallica's gone through writes itself. I mean, you have a built-in character and you don't have to change much about the guy to just be, you know, in a fantasy world.
Yeah, nice. I would to see that. Hetfield was one of my like idols for so long. So
until he burned himself, what a loser.
Yeah, some bitch. Elvis, I think it just kind of goes without saying. I mean, except for Travis, we all know what he looks like and have seen him on stage, and just the command he has, and just having fun with. You're going to be kind of a womanizer out there, you know, and I think not that that's fun to do. I'm just, it would be fun in that setting to explore those things and just be, you know, that arrogant kind of, I'm good looking and I know it and I can sing your pants off and just have kind of fun with it. Kind of like a Scanlan, but actually be good looking and, you know, and being able to actually hold up on the other end.
That's fair.
So I would have some fun that way, I think. But good times. And yeah, there we go. Short podcast this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun topic, no but worries. It's hard to push it.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap it up there. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for checking in. We love you lots. A few things as we wrap out of here. Join us on Friday at 9:30 Eastern time. We are entering the Tomb of Annihilation. And it's about a year, hopefully, if we can get through this freaking door puzzle, we're entering the tomb, hopefully. And it's been like a year buildup, and we are super excited for it, and we can't wait to see where this part of the story goes. And
actually, and it's close been it like 2 month buildup.
Well, for you, I've been in the skin of Binks for a year now. But anyways. join us Friday for that, 9:30 Eastern time.
You're not real, man.
We'd love to see you there.
Hey, if you want to tell us on Twitch, too, what you would play, who you would play as a bard, tell us on Twitch.
Twitter.
Yeah, definitely.
Or in the YouTube comments.
Twitch, Twitter, YouTube comments. Tell us what bard you would play, or what famous musician you would play as a bard in a D&D 5e game. We'd love to hear about it.
Or start you can start a thread on Reddit, too. Don't forget there.
There you go. I'm a Reddit idiot. I don't know what that means, but do it anyways. You know what it means. You're smart. So, with that, we're signing off. Dad Bod D&D, thanks for joining us for the podcast. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.